Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
ML Sports Platter, back with you, brought to you by Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Ken's Auto Detailing, and our great friends at Rosie's Corner. Stop by this Friday for Fish Friday at Rosie's Corner, Route 11, in front of the Brewerton Bridge. Rosie's Corner, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor if you're in and around Central New York, right there in Brewerton, New York. Pizza, wings, stuffed shells, classic burger, subs hot and cold. Telling you, try the meatball bomber, the chicken parm sub, the gold fever, and garlic parm wings as well. It's a great place to eat, great place to visit with friends and family. Oh, yes, the chips, the desserts, the salads on the side. They got a great chicken salad there, the mac salad. A lot of great stuff at Rosie's Corner. Gift cards are also available for any and all occasions. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. All right, time to visit the tight end room in the NFL draft. And look, there's no secret. It's one guy, at least right now, on paper, going in. It is one guy, and then everybody else. No disrespect to Theo Johnson of Penn State, or A.J. Barner of Michigan, or Jaheim Bell of Florida State, you know, Jatavion Sanders of Texas, or Cade Stover of Ohio State, and the list goes on and on and on. This is not the wide receiver core that I did a couple of days ago, where I really truly believe Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best player. I think he's the best player in the draft. But by the same token, I do not think that it's him and then everybody else for the wide receivers. No way, no how. Mm-mm. I think Malik Nabers is tremendous. I think Roma Dunze is tremendous. And I think that they could end up, you know, based on where they go, who they play with, OCs, consistency, coaching, general manager, health of the team, blah, blah, blah. And if they do their part, they could have a better career than Marvin Harrison Jr. Sure, why not? Remember a guy by the name of Jerry Rice who went to Mississippi Valley State, who was projected to not have as good a career as many other receivers in the class before him, the class with him, and the class after him? Yeah. Turned out to be arguably the best player in the history of the NFL. You know, I know that Tom Brady is the most accomplished, most decorated, he's the winningest player, blah, 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 but I love when people start throwing around like, oh, he's the best player to ever play the game. You want to give me best quarterback? You want to give me most decorated? You want to give me winningest? Okay, but player? Is he a better player than Jim Brown? Is he a better player than Lawrence Taylor? A better player than Jerry Rice? You know, player and athlete are where you really got to go, all right, now we got to hold on here. Like, let's describe this the right way. You want to tell me Michael Jordan's the greatest player in the history of the game? Okay, done. And I got you. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. You know, I just think sometimes we get into like player athlete and we have to kind of like, you know, we got to slow down a little bit because athlete, like there's no way Tom Brady's even a better, I mean, he probably wasn't even one of the top 15, 20 athletes on his team. Was his athleticism a little bit underrated because of how great he was in the pocket? Perhaps, but you get my point. Like player, I mean, I don't know. As far as player, the tight end position, it appears as though right now it is one guy and everybody else. Now that could change with all the things I've already alluded to. But Brock Bowers is an absolute man. Absolute man. There's nothing right now that shows you that he will not succeed in the NFL. Nothing. He is 6'3". He is 250. And he is everything. Played on the big stage. Won championships. Played in the best conference in college football. He has an unbelievable ability to get open. He makes plays with the ball in his hands. He's an exceptional route runner, an exceptional blocker, exceptional footwork, exceptional hands. And he reaches a really, really, really great speed that's incredibly top end. He's instinctive, open field. He's terrific, breaks tackles, great balance, awesome agility, great ball tracker, excuse me. Has a second gear to stretch. He's got it all, you know? Hand-eye coordination, excuse me again, is terrific. And he can catch it with that wide catch radius, as they talk about. You know, the scouts, the pundits, blah, blah, blah. Right? Like, he's got that amazing sort of ability to catch it 4 or 5 yards, stretch the chains, throw it to him 15, 20, throw it to him over the middle on the boundary. He has a wide range of ability. Catch radius, tremendous. And frankly, you know, could go just about anywhere in the NFL and succeed. Now, not everybody loves, or needs, I should say. Not everybody needs a tight end. And I think, you know, in the Buffalo Bills case last year, you know, they picked Dalton Kincaid and many people, well, they don't even need a tight end. They don't need it. But they were, you know, kind of going to use him differently. And then it took Ken Dorsey getting fired to use him differently. We heard about him all St. John Fisher, all during training camp. But they didn't really unlock him until, what, 8, 9 weeks into the season? Fully maybe 10 or 11 weeks, you know? But Brock Bowers, I mean, he could go anywhere where there's a tight end. You could do anything with this guy. You could try to go 2 tight end sets. You could go, I mean, you could put him in the slot. You could do whatever you want with him. But I think that the first 3 picks are going to be quarterbacks in this mock draft. I mean, you're going to go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May probably, 1, 2, 3, right? And then the 4th guy, I think, is going to be a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, unless there's a trade from the Denver Broncos. There's been a lot of rumors that, and again, I'm talking about all this because I'm trying to figure out where Brock Bowers might go. But J.J. McCarthy, there's been a lot of talk. There's always that one guy at each position who, like, gains a ton of traction after the pro days, the combine, all the stuff that, you know, people can't stop talking about, right? Ad nauseum, these guys. I mean, the NFL draft talk is just, I'm exhausted. That's why I waited, as I mentioned in a previous episode, like to, I waited to do some of these because I'm just like, oh my God, I've listened to so much. I've read so much. I've prepped so much. You're exhausted. It's exhausting. How many times can you talk about one guy? How many times can you boost a guy up? Talk about some guy's hands. How many times can you talk about the draft odds? How many times can you talk about his instincts? Explosive. If I had a dime for every time Daniel Jeremiah used the word explosive, I would be loaded. But there is some serious rumor talk. Denver coming up to number 4. Need a quarterback. Traded away Russell Wilson. Well, cut him. J.J. McCarthy at number 4. But if the pick stands for Arizona, they're going to go wide out. Marvin Harrison Jr., but also Malik Nabers really making some traction the last week or two, and Arizona really likes him. Either way, they're going wide receiver or they're trading. You know, we're going all the way down. By the time we get through the receivers, the quarterbacks, it looks like Joe Alt probably is going to the Tennessee Titans at 7, right? The Falcons want to go defense. Maybe it's Jared Verse. Maybe it's Dallas Turner. Who knows? So, like, where is Brock Bowers going to go? He's a first-round talent, at least mid-round, at least. But I just mentioned a bunch of guys. I haven't even gotten to Rome Odunze yet. Plus, there's a couple of other quarterbacks. Michael Penix Jr., is he going to go to the Raiders at 13? Maybe. Right? There's talk that the Chargers want to go offensive tackle. If they trade down, they'll probably go offensive tackle. If they stay up, they're going to go wide receiver. I would stay up and take one of the three studs. So where's Brock Bowers going to go? You know? I think he's going to go down a little bit. And somebody's going to get like an unbelievable steal. Now, there's a couple of mock drafts that I'm searching through and have searched through the last few weeks that don't even have him in the first round. It is mind-boggling. They don't have him in the first round. Couple of them have him going number 10 to the Jets. Chris Trapasso, who's one of the best in the business with CBS Sports. Chris Trapasso. I've heard him on with, you know, Matt and Ryan and the gang with the Shout Buffalo podcast. Brock Bowers, number 10 to the Jets. Very possible. Jets definitely are going to go playmaker. They're going to take a big-time player. I think that Brock Bowers, if he drops more, just because of what people might want. Seahawks want to go interior offensive line, probably. Colts maybe want to go defense. Saints want to go O-line. You know, quarterback Raiders, quarterback Broncos. You know, like defense for the Falcons. Like those different situations. The three wideouts gone. The three top quarterbacks gone. The fourth one in McCarthy. Like, they're all, once you get through all those guys, you start adding up 3 plus 3 plus 4 plus 2. Brock Bowers, you know, he's going to go probably 10 or below. And you're going to get a great, great, great player, a potentially elite player. But if the Bengals, for example, get him at 18, I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, what a great fit. But I mean, if he's available for any of these teams that have a remotely decent tight end or are in need of a tight end, don't you take Brock Bowers? I mean, wouldn't that technically be the best player on the board? I mean, I understand all the positions and players and all that, but I mean, isn't he higher than Graham Barton and Amarius Mims and Brian Thomas Jr. and Chop Robinson and Darius Robinson and like all these guys, Adonai Mitchell? Like, isn't he a better player? Like Johnny Newton, Byron Murphy II. I would think so. Terrion Arnold. I would think he's a better player than those guys. And if you look at a lot of the numbers, you would see that he's a number one tight end. He's an 11 overall rank and he has a 92 grade. It doesn't get much better than that. Rest of the tight ends, I'll get to them next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to the Al and Angus Pub, Brewerton Ace Hardware, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, and Liverpool Physical Therapy. Head, shoulders, knees and toes? No. But head, shoulders, knees, and a lot of other things. Got that song stuck in my head with my kid and all the songs that you hear over and over and over again. But honestly, all kidding aside, get yourself back into shape from that post-op. You need some PT. Maybe you had a little injury around the house, whatever the case may be. Or you just have some bumps, bruises, and some soreness. Liverpool Physical Therapy can help you out. Old Liverpool Road. Liverpool Physical Therapy is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Pete and the gang crushing it over there. Make sure you go see my friends at Liverpool Physical Therapy. Again, it doesn't matter what it might be. Back pain, ACL, post-op surgery, all of it. They can help you out at Liverpool Physical Therapy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. More tight end talk next on the program. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shaped the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. All of these guys, a lot of the same body type, height, skill set, right? You look at the tight end, you find a lot of them in the Big Ten. Cade Stover, Theo Johnson, A.J. Barner, right? You find them in the Big Ten, you find them at Iowa, you find them in pro-style offenses in college, right? That's just how it is. Cade Stover, Ohio State, Theo Johnson, Penn State, A.J. Barner, Michigan. A lot of them, same skill set, same, you know, it's usually that 6'4", 6'5", kind of height. 6'6 is where we're kind of going as well. And the weight, you know, anywhere between 245 and 260. That's really where we're at. 240 and 260, 245, 265, in that range. You're going to find him at Iowa. There's another one coming out in terms of Eric Aull. People think that he could be a really good player in this draft. But a lot of these guys, you know, the tight end positions change a lot. You got to read Blood and Guts by Tyler Dunn as well, by the way. What a great book. But, like, because of the Antonio Gateses and the Tony Gonzalez's and the Gronks and all those kind of players, there's bigger, stronger, faster route-running maniacs in the NFL who are also good blockers, who do this, who do that, and they're all, you know, they have skill sets that we never imagined, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. A Max McGee, straight-up tight end, period, end of discussion. That's it. You know, a Ben Coates, straight-up tight end, that's it. That's the list. Then, like, Gonzalez comes in, and you have Gates come in, and they start running different routes, and you put him in the slot, and you put him on the boundary, and you put him here, and you put him there, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then they block, and then they're using trick plays, and they're used, like, as decoys, and they're used in multiple sets, and it's like, whoa. And then they're faster, and they're bigger, and they're all these different things, and they're more agile now, and you're like, wow. And there's not one or two of them, there's like nine of them. So Brock Bowers is head and shoulders in this class above everybody else, I think. Just because I think his route running and his instincts and his hands are so outrageously great. But I think a lot of these other guys could really work for teams because a lot of the skill sets are there, right? They're there. They might not be as elite as Bowers, but they can still be very good or great. And that's what Cade Stover is, Theo Johnson. Again, all of these guys, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 240, 260, in that pound range, in that height range, with a skill set similar to, but not as elite as Brock Bowers. You know, people are loving Trey Knox out of South Carolina. I haven't seen a lot of his play, but people love him. People love him. They love the agility, the ability of a lot of these SEC tight ends. We're seeing that more and more now. You know, the kid McCallum Castles is coming out from Tennessee. You got Knox from South Carolina. You know, you've got more and more kids coming from the SEC. Why? Pro-style offenses, spread offenses, craziness, trick plays, offenses developing in that conference. Remember Nick Saban had to adjust to college football when he was doing play action and defense. He wanted to beat you 16-10. Then everybody started changing. He knew he had to do something. He starts doing the spread. He starts getting these wild, unreal wide receivers, these track stars, coupled with the running game, coupled with great quarterbacks, hybrids. And then he can beat you 20-16. He can beat you 13-10 if necessary. But guess what? You thought you could beat him 41-34? Guess again. And within that offense, and Georgia, and Missouri coming in, and Texas and Oklahoma coming in, and LSU, and Florida from Urban Meyer days, and all these things in the SEC. Develop, 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 develop. Scheme, 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 scheme. Athlete, athlete, speed, speed. Whoop, here we go. Now the SEC has more tight ends than it's ever had before running inside those offenses. Evolving, development, speed, size, skill. The development of quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive playbooks. The tight end now is a big part of all that. It's that simple. So you probably could get a good guy and a good fit. I think that there are a lot of really good tight ends, but I think Bowers is at the top of the class. ML Sports Platter brought to you by our good friends over at Rosie's Corner. Pizza, pasta, wings, hot and cold, subs, and more. Stop by Rosie's Corner for Fish Friday this week as well. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And thank you as well to Liverpool Physical Therapy, Ken's Auto Detailing, and Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare. Bring your dog for a day of play at Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Route 11 in Cicero, if you're in and around the area. Maria and the gang do a tremendous job. And hey, if you're going away for a little mini weekend as well, you can drop your pup off for a little boarding, little play. They've got their hotel and grooming right there as well. Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime with 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients. Noom should be your go-to hydration choice because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun because anything can happen after noon.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.